Mama, welcome. Pull up a seat and join me in one of the most difficult conversations that we can possibly have. The loss of our children. United in this very uncomfortable motherhood as we come to understand what it means for our children to be swaddled in the stars when we want so badly for them to be in our arms. We're going to chat about grief, about joy, and about chasing rainbows, and I am honored to walk by your side. Hey mamas, I hope you're having a lovely evening. Sorry this episode is a little bit later than normal. It's been a little crazy in our day today. We started our day by celebrating the Feast of St. Nicholas. In our home, what that looks like is my husband and our living child receive presents from St. Nicholas. The tradition of Santa Claus comes from this awesome saint who went above and beyond to make a difference in people's lives by gifting them, meeting their needs, and just being generous. So it's fun to fill your child's stockings or new pair of shoes or socks with some special treats. We finally got our Christmas tree up and some of our decorations splashed around our house, and I even had the opportunity today to buy fresh flowers that just add a little bit more life into our home. Little cinnamon sticks spread throughout as well to just bring the fragrance of the Christmas season. We started talking this week about the gift of peace, and I'm beginning to feel that. I think part of that comes with the twinkling lights on the Christmas tree and just being able to find moments of celebration even in chaos. Today was all about running around for my kids, living, not yet born, and our little lost soul as well. Just really reflecting on how to be a mom by visiting the ultrasound of the new life I'm carrying within me, by celebrating our first St. Nicholas Day with our daughter, and just trying to make the day special for her. I want to take a moment to talk about how proud we are of her, by the way. She is just trying to really make other kids' Christmases special, and so she went through her toys and donated some things that could highlight Christmas for other children. Today the code word, if you're playing along with our little giveaway, is generosity. I think about the generosity of St. Nicholas, who long ago began this tradition, which has become crazy, and we've kind of overwhelmed and saturated this idea of Santa Claus. I'm not a huge fan of Santa Claus when it comes to Christmas morning, but the joys of St. Nicholas and his generosity can prove to be a gift within our home. The generosity of our daughter by sharing her toys. The generosity of what it means to be a parent, both to living children and non-living children, and learning how to bring Casey into that. We didn't fill a stocking with goodies for Casey or do anything like that, but in our little ways, we're reminded of our lost children's generosity, the gift they've given us, and the opportunity they've given us to be a mom. If you're praying or reflecting tonight with this Christmas Countdown Advent series, I want you to reflect on how you've been generous to those in your everyday life and to your child. I want too for you to reflect on how your child has been generous to you. What does it look like for this little angel in heaven to share their generous hearts with you? It's not always easy to see. It can be easy to overlook. But finally having our Christmas tree up and hanging that little ornament that has Casey's name on it makes all the difference of Casey sharing in this Christmas season with us. Today I wrote some Christmas cards to mamas who are swapping them to share light on the season And again, it reminds me of Casey's generosity to bring this warmth into the home of others. I wouldn't know any of you without having lost my child, and though I would not wish to lose a child, the generosity of Casey's heart has allowed us to get to know each other, and I'm grateful for that opportunity. Thank you for walking with me tonight and for journeying with me through this season. If you've been doing the code words, again, today's code word is generosity, and I'm going to be heading over to my Facebook page soon after I post this to announce the first 5 winners of our Christmas countdown giveaway, and there will be more to come in the next week as well. I look forward to walking with you and praying with you again tomorrow.